when you see the streets in town iced like that, these hills can get the same way.
Yeah.
And it's a long ways to the bottom if you ever start to get a horse off these feet or
you
a cow off their feet.
You can't have a fear of heights in this in the canyons.
Well, you've got, everybody needs a fear, have fear.
Yeah.
Because you get careless if you don't. But yeah, I think there's there are people that I know some that can't stand height. They can't stand this height down in these canyons in good weather. But you have to respect all of those things out there.
Yeah.
People talk about the varmints, but the varmints, they're just an object. They're not an enemy to me. They're just something.
What are they talking about? A cougar?
Well, you hear people tell about bear stories and cougar stories and
they're wild animals.
Snake story. Snake, he isn't going to bother you unless you get to tread on his where he is, and you give him half a chance, he's going to get away from you. But, It's whether you're out here hunting or you're just out here walking, and if you're a stranger to the country, you can get in trouble, just like me going to the city.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can get in trouble pretty quick there if I don't know where I should be.
Well, you must have your share of bear stories and cougar stories.
I don't have any stories because I see them all the time, but they're just part of the of everything that's around me, my habitat or whatever you want to call it. It's
like I was saying, you've got a county here almost as big as Connecticut, and maybe 7,000 or 8,000 people was the biggest population ever was here. Mm-hmm. So instead of people, you've got animals,
and that's what we enjoy, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm kind of like the detective in town, and I can go someplace. For instance, I can come down here, or I can go to any one of these gates on your place. I mean, this is just something.
Sure.
And I can pretty near tell to somebody else, other than somebody like me, has been through that gate or been in that area, because they leave signs that we don't leave. Something different.
Yeah.
And that's a sense that wild animals have, you know. And man, I think man creates those things.
Well, you're awfully close to the Indians here. I mean, the Indian past, like where we are now, these teepee poles, lodge poles that were left 100 years ago or more by Indians, and there they still are resting against a tree. And you know that Indians were here, and you saw them. I mean, they've been here when you were here. But you begin to almost live like an Indian if you have to. I mean, you adopt the same habits they had in watching trails and reading sign.
I think we, people like us that have lived a lifetime in these canyons, and especially the people ahead of us, probably could adapt very easily to an Indian's lifestyle if you had to.
Yeah.
And like you say, we probably live very close to that right now, except we have more modern ways of... In our actual living, we still do things horseback like they did, travel and trails and identify
right.
things like that as they did.
And also, you know, the things that are growing here and what you can use if you have to and so forth.
Well, as we stand right here, just like if I was coming through the country and I had my camp on my pack horse or like the Indians did, and I came here evening and I was tired and I knew there's water there and there's horse feed here and a level place, you'd camp in a place like that. You wouldn't go up here where the wind was a blowing. Here's a cover, see.
Yeah.
You got the morning warmth of the sun. They had a lot of reasons for those things.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're on Cold Spring Ridge now still.
Yeah.
And everything to the east here is going into Snake River, and to the west it's going down the Grand Round.
Yeah.
Okay.